The boys of summer in action, and the boys from winter need some help tonight.
Got a soft spot in my heart for Texas, baby.
Some Texas topics to get through.
Texas,
getting you up to date on the state of our state and playoff action, hot and heavy, but hopefully not too hot because they're playing on ice tonight. Back at home ice, though, our Dallas Stars facing elimination. They're down 3-1 in the series. They lose one more, and it's over. And they did not look good in the last game. They look out of gas, honestly. They look tired.
Maybe they need a new uniform, like some jorts. I mean, they'd be nice and cool. It would keep them moving.
Oddly, hockey pants are kind of jortish there, a little bit. Heavily padded. And there's stuff. But yes, Stars will take on the Edmonton Oilers, AAC, tonight. If they somehow win and avoid elimination, they'll play again on Saturday, and then we'll just hope for something that might look good for Monday night. Maybe there's a Game 7 they can force. But past that, things are definitely looking good. We talked about it. Aledo Bearcats, baseball, Game 1 of the state semis. Aledo taking on McKinney North, 5 p.m. first pitch. Over there, the neutral site will be on the Dallas side, Dallas Baptist University. So go Bearcats. Game 2 will be tomorrow at 7:30, also at DBU. And those little Gordon Longhorns, so they're going to rally and send the team off from downtown Gordon, which is Gordon, today at 2:30. So if you want to go on out there and cheer the Longhorns who have been, I'm telling you, not only is this their first state semifinal appearance ever for the Gordon Longhorns in the UIL baseball playoffs, if they keep going in this, there are Taylor Sheridan, somebody needs to make a movie about these kids. Going through two Sundays ago, the tornado that wiped out so much of that facility, all of their equipment, everything like that. The Rangers stepped it up. A lot of area teams and schools help them out to get their stuff just to play the games. Well, they won round one, and they will take on the Pied Pipers of Hamlin tonight. That neutral site will be in the lovely Hank hometown of Graham. So 6 p.m. first pitch tonight. The Longhorns keeping the dream alive, man.
Hook 'em horns.
Amen to that.
So summer has unofficially arrived, and you know what that means. Sun, fun, lake days with friends, family, and our local neighborhood Gators. They're starting to work out the kinks in North Texas waterways. You know, they can't move or go anywhere until it's like 60 or 70 degrees.
Oh, boy.
So there's been sightings already.
Yeah.
In Lake Worth and Eagle Mountain Lake. So what to do if you run into one? Okay, well, if it's hissing, you want to move back.
Okay.
I don't know why we need to point that out. But,
you're in trouble, dumb.
Yeah, you better run.
You better run.
Yeah, you're too close. Seeing one does not mean it's necessarily a nuisance, according to the Texas Game and Wildlife. And know that alligators see pets as a food source. It's also mating season.
Oh.
So they're a little extra feisty.
Okay.
And most importantly, do not feed it. Because you think that you may be training a cute little alligator.
Yeah.
The truth is they are, they're training you because they will eat you.
Mm-hmm.
But the attacks are very, very rare. So there's nothing to worry about.
No.
Mm-mm. No. It's good. We're doing great.
It would be very, very important not to expose, I don't know, like your lower calves or something like that. Wearing a pair of jorts. Maybe want to cover up there. Happy mating season, Gators. Nothing today from the Willet Float Tank, unfortunately, to feed them. All right. So it is the finals tonight, also in the Scripps 100th year of their annual spelling bee. We talked yesterday about nationally the most misspelled words based on Google searches, you know, when you're trying to figure out and sound smart before you text somebody and you, how do you spell? Well, it was congratulations that came in number one nationwide. But as far as here in Texas, the most searched for how do you spell word? Protect.
Really?
Protect.
Protect. P-R-O-T-E-C-T. Protect. Hey, guys. They're my friends.
Country of origin?
Mm.
Okay. No, you passed it. Yeah, I have no idea why that is the thing. I guess we protect everything here in Texas for crying out loud.
Especially our alligators.
So maybe dictionaries. I don't know. What's going on with that?
Very
good. It's okay, kids.
All right. So Susie and Scott came all the way to Fort Worth from Ireland, but another old friend is traveling a whopping 5,000 miles. It's not nearly as fun. It's Saharan dust.
Yay!
The jet stream just going to pick it up in the Sahara Desert and bring it right on over, conveniently dump it on our doorstep. It all kicks off next Tuesday, then ramp it up once again on Friday, June 6th. Now, the biggest indicator is haze, but do be warned if you have asthma or other respiratory conditions.
Yeah.
It can be very dangerous. You need to do something like breathe.
Yeah, that's really not the most popular thing to do around this time of year. Mm-hmm. So we discourage it.
Jorts aren't going to save you from that.
No, or most anything. Social Security Administration had released their list of most popular baby names so far for 2025. And nationally, Texas falls right in line when it comes to both girls and boys. Number one, Liam. For boys, number two, Noah. That also mirrors nationally. Also on the girls' side, Olivia, number one. And Emma has fallen to number two in Texas. You look further down the list, though, and you get to the 77th most popular baby name in Texas right now?
Yeah?
That would be Luca.
Oh.
Who, ironically,'s jersey number is number 77. We're having a hard time with this breakup, aren't we?
Someone goosed that list. What's going on there?
And speaking of, lots of babies. Elon Musk, as we first reported here, and not necessarily the news.
Oh, no.
Has packed up his things from Washington and is done doing his Doge thing. Now, the department will continue on, but Elon is going through the quote, according to the White House, the outboarding process. So I guess exit interviews.
I have no idea. I'm thinking of
an employee survey.
Like Elon with an Evan Rude.
Do you think there's a suggestion box and he's probably filled it right there?
I'd like to speak to your supervisor and fill out the form.
Elon says and lauds the great success of the Doge department and funneling down the government spending bit by bit or a lot by lot. But he says, as the department will go on, he will go back to Texas to both spearhead and run Tesla again, SpaceX. And he also, of course, plans to not spend more time with his family.
So welcome back. In the middle of another can't miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.